Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Tia. I'm 11 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. We're often joined by our friend Jada, but so far today we are not. So we hope Jada is doing well and reading lots of great books and that we'll see her soon. But in the meantime, we're going to share some books we love and some poems, and it'll be great. So why don't we start with you, Fatia? I think you have a poem you wanted to share.
Yes. It's called There is Another Sky. There is another sky, ever serene and fair, and there is another sunshine, though it be darkness there. Never mind faded forest, never mind silent fields, there's a little forest whose leaf is evergreen. Here is a brighter garden where not a frost has been. In its unfading flowers, I hear the bright bee hum. Into my garden come.
Where did you find this poem?
The other poem I was gonna share, like when I tried to like go open the website up, it didn't really like work. So I just like switched to this poem.
But what made you? How did you find that one? Was it on the same website or?
Oh no, it was on a different website.
What specifically drew you to that one once you opened it? Like, did you have a favorite line or a favorite feeling that it evoked for you?
This one is like by like a pretty good author, in my opinion, like a pretty good poem. Like,
Well, thank you for sharing. I know you love sharing poems. Look forward to hearing more poems in the weeks to come. So I have a couple of books I could share. One I read recently and one I read about 3 years ago, approximately, and they're companion novels. So the one that I read back in like 2022, 2023, I'm not sure exactly when I read it, but it was released in 2022, is a book called The Lesbiana's Guide to Catholic School by Sonora Reyes. And it was a Lambda Literary Award winner, a National Book Award finalist, a Pura Belpre honor book, a William C. Morris Debut Award finalist. So it got a lot of acclaim when it came out. And it was one of my favorite books that I read that year, whichever year it was. I really enjoyed this one. And I will read the description for it because I haven't read this one in a while. 16-year-old Yamilet Flores prefers to be known for her killer eyeliner, not for being one of the only Mexican kids at her new, mostly white, very rich Catholic school. But at least here, no one knows she's gay, and Yami intends to keep it that way. After being outed by her crush and ex-best friend before transferring to Slayton Catholic, Yami has new priorities. Keep her brother out of trouble, make her mom proud, and most importantly, don't fall in love. Granted, she's never been great at any of those things, but that's a problem for future Yami. The thing is, it's hard to fake being straight when Bo, the only openly queer girl at school, is so annoyingly perfect. And smart, and talented, and cute. So cute. Either way, Yami isn't going to make the same mistake again. If word got back to her mom, she could face a lot worse than rejection. So she'll have to start asking, WWSGD, what would a straight girl do? Told in a captivating voice that is by turns hilarious, vulnerable, and searingly honest, The Lesbiana's Guide to Catholic School explores the joys and heartaches of living your full truth out loud. So that is The Lesbiana's Guide to Catholic School by Sonora Reyes. It was a great book, still a great book, I'm sure. Came out a few years back and introduced us to this character and this family. I really liked the combination of home life and school life and friendship and sort of after school life outside of the home too. And just thought it was a great book. And then, so one of the characters we meet in this book is her brother, who she's trying to keep out of trouble. And so the newer book that I just read is centered on her brother, Cesar Flores, and it's called The Golden Boy's Guide to Bipolar, and it's a companion novel for that book. And I'll read the description for this one too. 17-year-old Cesar Flores is finally ready to win back his ex-boyfriend. Since breaking up with Jamal in a last-ditch effort to stay in the closet, he's come out to mommy, his sister Yami, and their friends, taken his meds faithfully, and gotten his therapist's blessing to reunite with Jamal. Everything would be perfect if it weren't for the thoughts, the ones that won't let all his Catholic guilt and internalization stay buried where he wants them. The louder they become, the more Cesar is once again convinced that he doesn't deserve someone like Jamal, or anyone really. Cesar can hide a fair amount of shame behind jokes and his gifted reputation, but when a manic episode makes his inner turmoil impossible to hide, he's faced with a stark choice: burn every bridge he has left, or worse, ask for help. But is the mortifying vulnerability of being loved by the people he's hurt the most a risk he's willing to take? So that's the description for The Golden Boy's Guide to Bipolar, which I thought was equally as great as the Lesbiana's Guide to Catholic School. I think it helps, even though I hadn't read the book in a while, I felt like once I sort of dived into this book, I quickly remembered how much I enjoyed the characters from the previous book and sort of different things that I had. Like, if you had asked me what the first book was about, I would have forgotten some of the details that kind of came up as I was reading this. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot the mother and daughter have this business that they do together. But I really enjoyed reading this. I love a companion novel where you get to like read about another character that you've been introduced to before and sort of dive into their experiences and their perspective and the struggles that they have. But yeah, I really enjoyed this, and it was sort of unexpected. I didn't realize that it was in the works until it was upon us and available for borrowing, and that just came out just over a week ago, September 16th. So it's a brand new book. You can find that book on bookshelves near you at your local library, at your favorite bookstore, wherever you find your books. And these are both, if you couldn't tell from the descriptions, they're both books geared for teens. And I also enjoyed reading them as an adult. So I think teens and adults would enjoy both of these books. And I'm pretty sure for both of them, I can't remember for sure about Lesbiana's Guide to Catholic School, but definitely The Golden Boy's Guide to Bipolar. I listened to as an audiobook and enjoyed the audio recording of that. The narrator was great. I'm pretty sure I also listened to the first book and enjoyed it. So, if you're an audiobook listener, perhaps you would want to check it out in that format. But they also both have really beautiful, bright covers. So, if you like to hold a book in your hands, they do have very nice covers, warm colors, bright colors, and cool design. But yeah, so that's my suggestion for this week, or my suggestions. Two books worth checking out. So, Fatia, is there anything you're reading in school or for fun?
Yes, I think I said this like last time, but we were like doing like a project where you like pick any book. It can be a graphic novel or any book. But it has to be like a book that you didn't like read in a long time or a book that you didn't read at all. So it had to be like basically a new book, and you would basically after you would read the entire book, you would like do entire project about like the main characters, like the characteristics of the characters, the themes, the moods, and all that stuff.
Is that the one where you're reading The Class Act by Jerry Craft?
Yes.
I remember you mentioned reading that. So, are you working on your project currently, or did you already finish that?
We're working on projects.
Yeah. Have you read the whole book?
I'm like close to the end.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what that one is. That the I feel like there's one where they go on a trip, but maybe that's the second one where it's sent.
That was New Kid.
New
I'm
Kid's the
in.
first one, and then is it maybe Class Act's the second one?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
I think there's three out currently in that series. Because there's New Kid, Class Act, and School Trip is the one where they go on the trip. That would make sense. But yeah, I thought all three of those books were really great. Had you read New Kid before?
Yes, I read it two times before.
And had you read Class Act before? Was it a new to you book or a you hadn't read it in a while book?
I think I haven't read in a while.
Yeah. Sometimes fun to reread a book when it's for a project because you sort of read it in a different way. Or if you haven't read in a while, you might read it sort of differently based on different experiences that you've had in between. Definitely had that with some books that I read as a teen and then read again as an adult, and it's just a little bit different of an experience. And obviously, the last time you read that book was not quite as long ago, but you were quite younger, probably.
Yes, I think I was like around like 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, well, good. Hope you continue to enjoy that book. I'm curious if he's going to write any more in that series because I really like the characters that he's developed. Like you sort of get to know all of the different classmates, but we'll see. I know he's written some other books in the meantime. But anyways, on that note, we are going to say goodbye for the day. But we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week, hopefully with our friend Jada, to talk about some more books. Until then.
Happy reading.
I'm Jake Peterson. I'm a student at Hudson High School in New York, and this is a poem I wrote. Here the streets have emptied out, all our distorted hopes have fallen down, but once we looked upon with pride, now our quelled dreams are drenched in solace, and while a scar of agony taints our tempered eyes, a once bright light is draped in darkness. Now I sit with my two children, mouths hollow agape. They ask me, Papa, what has happened to you? But I simply cannot answer, for I wish to escape. Untie my belt, tear off this uniform, and would you please rip apart this cape? Out here in the fields where time flew by, I visit the weeping willows, and even they envy mine. Perhaps I'm beginning to understand, for what is a man if not a willow? I grab onto a branch, and it let loose. Amidst shrieks of horror, I gazed into the open wound. The marketplace is still silently bold, rebel banners the flagpoles hold, at which a youth had admired. Now only a husk may despise. The desire for defense left a lost folk inspired, and we fought for causes faithlessly disguised. Walking back home, sorrow-filled faces stare at mine, but in their souls was no sadness, only disappointment, I am certain. Why have they done this to us, they cry, but they are not wise nor feeble, for they have seen no fight, for they bear no burden, for they haven't fought alongside the forces of evil. And ever since I've gone back home, nothing's been the same. My world is rocked back and forth, and I feel I've gone insane. I am not the person I once was, for now I am wiser, but still in the hearts of my closest advisors lays no shame. Thus I have chosen to leave. Slipping into the dead of night, I wish this place farewell, for if I ever do return, I'll be damned. And as I travel this untouched road, I feel a sense of righteousness, a deep relieving swell, a warm tiding bestowed as I am freed of my cell. And that was my poem, A Farewell. And if you couldn't tell, it was inspired by The Raven, by Edgar Allan Poe. And although he lived in an antebellum world, this was a postbellum setting. So thank you so much for listening.